If you find the information in this program insightful and informative, please consider donating to Knowledge for Life, a nonprofit 501c3. And you can go into the description and click on our Cash App, $KnowForLife, or our PayPal secure link. Thank you for your donation. We appreciate your support. I'm your host, Brother Steve Muhammad, and today we're going to be talking about a very secretive subject, if you will. It's on the lips of everybody in America. However, very few really know and understand what they're talking about. Today we have on with us Brother Ilya Rashad Muhammad out of Memphis, Tennessee. Brother Ilya is a member of the Nation of Islam's research department. He's an educator, he's an author, he's a researcher, he's a songwriter, he's an artist, he's an urban agriculturalist, I'm glad I got that out, a beekeeper, and family advocate. And we have to mention the fourthborn son. Assalamu alaikum, Brother Ilya.
Wa alaikum salam, Brother Stephen, and thank you again for having me. It's been a while since we were able to do an interview together, so I'm very excited.
As am I, brother. I'm so pleased to have you on, because today we're going to be talking about, from, if you ask me, it's a subject, for instance, everyone is talking about the economic collapse. Everyone is talking about the fiasco with the elections. They're talking about the pandemic, but I believe that we're going to be at the front of the talk when it comes down to these unidentified flying objects, UFOs, or what we know as the mother plane. Can you, what are your thoughts on that, as far as it being the future headline and on everybody's lips?
In truth, Brother Stephen, it should have already been the headline.
Right.
Because this truth concerning the reality of the mother plane and these smaller disc-shaped objects that have been called unidentified flying objects, these are the evidence that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad did indeed meet the Supreme Being, God in person, who showed him and illustrated to him the intricacies concerning these wheels that have now captured the world's attention. And the reason this should have already been the headlines is because this is the secret that underlies so many of the other issues that we're talking about concerning the economy, concerning the social unrest, concerning the controversies surrounding the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan and the Nation of Islam, as it relates to very, very powerful members of the so-called Jewish community.
Right.
At the root of so many of these issues lies the reality of this wheel that has been kept above top secret.
Wow. Thank you, brother. That was powerful. And so Ezekiel envisioned the wheel in the year 595 BC, and it's written in scripture. So let's start off with those Christians and Muslims who might be watching. Can you give us example? We of course, you know, on the flyer, it talks about Ezekiel's wheel, but can you give us some other names in the Bible and what their description or their function was?
Certainly. Most commonly, when we talk about the UFO phenomena as it relates to religious theology, most people would automatically point to Ezekiel's wheel, because the prophet Ezekiel is perhaps the most notable prophet in explicitly sharing the vision that God gave him of this future object that would be used for God's purposes during his judgment. However, the scriptures are certainly not limited to Ezekiel as the only prophet. In fact, the scriptures are replete, both Bible and Holy Quran, of prophets relating to God who is positioned in some type of heavenly celestial position, some object in the sky, whether it's called a wheel, whether it's called a heavenly throne, a heavenly chariot, New Jerusalem, whether it's styled as a cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night, all of the prophets, all of the scriptures point to a God who operates both from an earthly position in terms of his humanly characteristics, but also he operates through some type of heavenly office or some heavenly aircraft that goes about throughout the skies. So you hear about Moses and a cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night that guided him and the children of Israel, which is a prophetic image, by the way. You hear about the prophet Isaiah, who said that he saw the Lord high and lifted up. You hear about this figure known as Elijah, whose God, in the midst of a controversy, his God came and swept him away from some heavenly chariot on a whirlwind.
Right. Powerful.
In the case of Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we know that he is connected to a God who operates according to his night journey through, took him and used some type of heavenly steed known as Al-Buruk. These are replete throughout the scriptures and the sacred text. So it is almost insane for any believer in religion, whether it's Judaism, Christianity, Islam, or any of the monotheistic faiths, it would be rather insane to believe in those scriptures and not bear witness to what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and the Honorable Minister Farrakhan represent in this reality known as the wheel.
Praise be to Allah. And so we're reading right now that during quarantine, sightings are up like 50% before anyone was even talking about UFOs, before there was these sightings, before Orson Welles made the movie where some UFOs touched down in some strange town and scared everybody to death. The Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad was teaching about this mother wheel. Can you take us into how did the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad get this knowledge about this mother wheel? And we'll go on from there.
Both the Holy Quran and the Bible teach us that God would choose and have a special chosen messenger of whom he will share his godly secrets with. And this chosen messenger would present the secrets of God. And based on the validity of these secrets, it would show and prove who he is and that he represents the true and living God. This is the story of the Nation of Islam. Whereas the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, the very basis of the Nation of Islam, is the recognition that Elijah Muhammad met God in person. And this God in person, in the person of Master Farid Muhammad, taught the Honorable Elijah Muhammad these unknown secrets, secrets of history, secrets of science, secrets of people. And one of those things was the revelation and physical showing him the reality of this wheel and its 1,500 smaller wheel-shaped planes as evidence and proof that he met and encountered the supreme being. For it was the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and the Nation of Islam who first introduced this reality to the modern world. And the Nation of Islam remains to this day the only entity that actually gives explicit details and explanations pertaining to this so-called unidentified phenomena. And it's interesting, Brother Stephen, that of all the talk we hear on the news, in documentaries, in books, there is a deliberate effort to exclude the truth of the Nation of Islam and its direct connection to these planes. It's their attempt to exclude us from the whole narrative of UFOs.
Yeah.
It's what the entire UFO cover-up is all about. This is not just some belief, but this is something that we have proven and shown to the world.
You make up a very good point right there, because you watch all of these UFO documentaries. And as I said, you hear about people talking about UFOs on the street, but they have skillfully, as the Honorable Louis Farrakhan was talking about in the garden, they have skillfully managed to disconnect that conversation from what the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad and the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan teach about these wills.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I wanted to talk about the U.S. government and their arrest of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad in 1942, I believe. Can you talk about that arrest? And can you talk about not only why they arrested him, what they took from him, and also if you can talk about the explosion of technology in America after they seized his materials in his home?
Excellent. That's a power-packed question, too.
Yes, it is.
And if I can attempt to truncate the answer to that in a minute or so,
right.
Simply put, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and the Nation of Islam, who had already started teaching about the reality of these planes in the early 1930s, had a lot of encounters with the authorities in Detroit, as well as the national authorities. But amidst these conflicts and confrontations, the U.S. authorities began investigating and looking into this strange group of Black people called the Nation of Islam. Mm. And what they found was that, unlike any other people in the history of America, you had this strange group of Black people who were very defiant to white authority, who had a teaching that had never been heard before. Mm. Teachings concerning the Black man being the original man, being of the direct descendants of God, Black people actually being God, Black people being really the lost people of God who have now been found by the Supreme Being. And among these strange teachings was the teachings and reality of this mother wheel, mm-hmm. and the 1500 baby planes in fulfillment of the prophecies all throughout the scriptures. Well, upon investigating this strange group of Muslims,
right,
the authorities pretty much just castigated us as a voodoo cult.
Yeah.
Because right. they never heard anything like this.
Right.
And there weren't enough sightings at the time to warrant taking us seriously.
Good point.
However, a few years later, when the U.S. military actually encountered this wheel in what became known as the Battle of Los Angeles, then what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and the early Muslims were talking about was proven true.
Right.
So after this fiasco on February 25th of 1942, the U.S. government, President Roosevelt, his chief of staff, everybody was up in arms.
Right.
And working to try to find out what exactly was this powerful object that we encountered that was clearly eons of time superior than anything America or the world could have imagined at that time. So in the U.S. investigations, they were looking to see if this object could have possibly been from Japan or Germany or any other foreign nations that America was in conflict with. But all of those investigations ultimately led to that Georgia-born Black man who only had a third or fourth grade education, who claims to have been taught by God in person, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad.
Yes, sir.
The FBI, upon executive decision, was sent. They arrested the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. They interrogated him about the wheel.
Right.
That they had just encountered about 2 months or so prior in L.A. They also admitted to him that they encountered it, and they questioned him about it because they knew he was connected to it. He was the only one teaching about it.
Right,
and
right.
Honorable Elijah Muhammad boldly let them know while in FBI custody that he is the representative of that. That is the works of his God. You can't do nothing about it. And he let them know, quite frankly, that's the power that backs me. Well, considering that America was prosecuting a war at that time, they wasn't going to have no Black man right. talking like this.
Right.
So they unjustly arrested and incarcerated the Honorable Elijah Muhammad for 5 years, strictly because he knew and represented the truth that white folks didn't have any power over.
Yes, sir.
Praise the bottom line, you know. Yes. So that, in truth, that arrest, that interrogation, and by the way, they also confiscated some of the illustrations of the wheel from the temples of the Nation of Islam at that time in 42. And this whole fiasco actually represents the beginning of the official UFO cover-up. This is before any Roswell, before any Kenneth Arnold flights that they want to talk about. This is the cover-up that the global, worldwide UFO cover-up is all about. The fact that a black man met God and represents this divine truth and power.
Ooh, boy, you know, we gonna catch the Holy Ghost over here.
Hey, it's worth it.
Brother, that is so powerful. And you brought in Japan, and we know that there was a Japanese pilot who saw this mother plane, and he drew a picture of the mother plane. Can you break down what exactly he saw?
Yes, that was a J.
I didn't want to butcher his name, but I'll just say Japanese pilot.
Captain Kenju Terauchi, if I'm not mistaken. And that was in 86. And it caught some headlines. Of course, this is before the internet.
Right.
But this was a 29-year veteran pilot who was during his flight, and I think this took place over Alaska, where he actually saw and his flight was interrupted by this huge, as he described it, walnut-shaped object that was about the size of two aircraft carriers. Mm. And if we look at that based on the size, that would be approximately half a mile by half a mile. And while this huge walnut-shaped craft, this wheel, was following him or making its presence known in his flight, there were also about two smaller disc-shaped wheels accompanying him that it was found on radar.
Right.
And of course, Captain Terauchi reported this obvious concern. And needless to say, there was an attempt to cover it up. They sat him down from his veteranship as a 29-year pilot, because they didn't want this information to get out, but it did get out.
Right.
The headlines at that time. And that's just one of numerous cases that offer direct confirmation that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad met God and that the Honorable Minister Farah Khan represents this divine power. That is the root that everybody wants to overlook, away from, and act like they don't want to deal with. That's why I said that even at the root of this controversy with powerful members of the Jewish community, their prophecies in the Judaic prophecies, even in their Talmudic studies, there is a grave anticipation of the appearance of God in and with this warship that in Talmudic studies they refer to as Merkaba. Part of the most exclusive aspects of Judaic rabbinical studies there is, centers around the prophecies of this wheel that has been fulfilled by the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, the Honorable Minister Farah Khan, and the Nation of Islam. So those Jews who know the truth, as the Quran says, there's a party of those Jews who have been given the book. They've been given the prophecies. And because they've been given the prophecies, they would recognize that messenger Messiah just as they recognize their own sons. Mm. Because they are so keen on the prophecies, they know all the descriptors,
right,
of what represents the messianic age. And one of the primary descriptors is the presence of a figure named Elijah and the accompaniment of this huge worship of God called Merkaba. When you get to the root of it, represents a feminine styled wheel or a mother wheel. Nation of Islam represents the fulfillment of the prophecies that they know. As the Holy Quran says, would recognize him just as they recognize their own sons, yet most of them would still disbelieve and oppose him. So when you look at those who are opposing the minister with these foolish, frivolous claims of anti-Semitism,
right,
the root of it is their knowledge that he represents the Messiah. At the root of it is their knowledge that Elijah Muhammad represents the God of salvation of the true children of Israel. Chosen people of God. So yes, at the root of it all is this reality of this wheel represented by the Nation of Islam. It's the center of religious debate, theological, prophetic expectations, political controversies, socioeconomic controversies. At the root of it is the reality of the God of this wheel. And that's what nobody wants to deal with.
On every level, right, brother?
Every level.
Can you give us an understanding of what is the purpose, mother plane or mother wheel?
The purpose of this mother plane or mother wheel, however we want to call it, is in fulfillment of the divine prophecies that represents two primary natures. One, it represents the purity and healing of God that will bring in the new world, the new intelligence, new wisdom, new life forms, new vegetation, new minds, all of that. It represents the new world that is to come, which will be healing and peace. However, the other side or the other nature of that wheel is that of the destruction of God, because that peace can never exist under this current construct. Such peace of God, peace for humanity, it is impossible for that to take place under the world's construct of white supremacy.
Right.
So the other part of the reality of that wheel is the destruction of this present world, its paradigms, its unjust systems, its leaders, its way of doing things, even its corrupt education. All of that has to be brought down. And part of that we see taking place right before our very eyes. Cannot a fool see that a change is taking place in every living thing, every living creature? Right. So that is taking place right now. So those are the two natures of the wheel.
Yes, sir.
Peace and freedom, justice and equality. But the other part is the destruction of God. That's why it also represents a worship of God that has been evidenced in the real world.
Now, and of course, as you were mentioning before, that New Jerusalem lines up right with what you're saying about everything being new. How is it that the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad and the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan challenged the world to disprove the connection between these wheel-like crafts and their connection with these wheel-like crafts? How is it that no one has ever challenged them? If these scholars are so powerful and they got so much knowledge, why don't they challenge the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan on the anti-Semitic slur? And then why don't they challenge the nation and make us look more cult-like by bringing us before the public and embarrassing us?
Exactly. And those who know better, that's the exact reason why they won't deal with us.
Right.
Because it proves, not just with some religious belief, but it proves with empirical data, with real world observation, with common sense and actual fact that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and the Honorable Minister Farrakhan is right and exact. And because it proves that the Nation of Islam is right and exact, it also shows the futility and impotence in other belief systems, in other schools and ways of thought, schools of thought, because it shows that there is a clear superiority in the wisdom that the Nation of Islam is offering to the world. So if the world's scholars and leaders refuse to even engage us in these intelligent topics, that should show even to the common man that you better be wise to follow and take heed to the wisdom being exemplified by the Nation of Islam and our leadership, the Honorable Minister Farrakhan. It should also warrant you to really question and criticize the futility of what you've been taught all this time. Since the Honorable Minister Farrakhan and the nation have boasted to the world to try to disprove this reality. Since the minister has for decades told the world that this is the power that backs him, yet he is the man who is targeted most by the world's most powerful enemies. He doesn't carry guns. We don't carry guns. All we have is a God who has proven himself in the real world and shown us evidence with the reality of these wheels. Wow. But nobody want to deal with that.
Right.
That's... So the futility and foolishness of the so-called wisdom of this world.
It is foolish, ain't it, brother? It is foolish. I mean, here's just a man just like you and me, just a common citizen. But what comes out of his mouth makes him the most wanted man of the synagogue of Satan.
If you are enjoying this program and the others that Knowledge for Life produces, then please consider following us on iTunes, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and iHeart Podcast. Your support means a lot. Please drop a comment in the section below and share with family, friends, and associates. Thank you for your support.
Let's get a little bit into your book and about you. We're here with Brother Ilya Rashad Muhammad with over 405 footnote for easy verification. Your book challenges and debunks common misconceptions about UFOs. Tell us about the book, UFO and the Nation of Islam.
Well, as a student of the Honorable Minister Farrakhan and as a citizen of the Nation of Islam, I, like so many others in the ranks, was always concerned about why there's this refusal and avoidance by so-called learned leaders and scholars to really engage us theologically, you know, and even on social and political matters, but primarily the very root of the Nation of Islam, which is the fact that God came in person, taught Elijah Muhammad, and put the Nation of Islam on a path that would ultimately lead into the budding kingdom of God on earth. Nobody want to deal with that.
Man.
And whenever you hear the Nation of Islam being discussed, whether it's in academic settings or television and radio, one, they very seldom include us in discussions about us.
You know, ridiculous. It's absurd.
It's absurd, and it lets us know that something tricky is afoot.
Right.
But also, as they discuss the Nation of Islam, they love giving their interpretations and their so-called analyses of what the Nation of Islam is, why Minister Farrakhan, for example, Brother Stephen.
Right.
I listened to a so-called college professor have a discussion with this Jewish guy about the Nation of Islam. Of course, they didn't include us.
Right.
And he's talking about why he thinks the minister is able to do this. And he's just saying, he's just so smart. He's never lost a debate. And he's just so smart. And I try to make it seem as though he's tricky. And even though he's cleaned up so many lives like nobody else, you know,
right,
the Nation of Islam is doing all these good things that America and its social programs are unable to do. But they never want to give credit as to why. They want to give their interpretations. Well, we think the minister's he's just so smart.
Right.
He's so smart. He's just tricking people into cleaning their lives up by the droves, by the thousands, you know. But they never want to deal with the fact that at the root of this is the truth that God came, Elijah Muhammad, backs the Honorable Minister Farrakhan and the Nation of Islam, and he is the head of this thing. He's brought wheels and evidence to prove his power, but nobody wants to deal with this because it shows again that the Nation of Islam is right and exact.
Exactly.
So you'll find, Brother Stephen, that they'll use any excuse not to deal with this. This is why people come up with y'all kill Malcolm, anything to try to justify not taking advantage of the wisdom and engaging us on these truthful matters.
And like you said, Brother Ilya, you know, here they talk about Malcolm and they want to do this little series on one of these streaming networks. But once again, the Nation of Islam is nowhere to be found in the whole conversation. It is absolutely absurd. And I think that if people really begin to peep this out, because this is a trick, this is tricknology. If people begin to peep it out, they will begin to, as they are, I believe, investigate for themselves. And that's why I appreciate your book. And that's why I also appreciate your YouTube videos. So before we go on, give us some information about yourself and how we can watch some of your videos, read your books, and so forth.
Thank you. Well, we do have a website. And on our website, we have a number of our resources, our books, and some of our videos. And that website is nationbrothers.com. We had a Nation Brothers YouTube page that Google and YouTube shut down unjustly.
There you go.
They stopped it because the content we were providing and still are providing is so powerful, so factual, so evidence-based, and so exposing of the real enemy that those who influence media, who control the media and social media, have found it in their best interest to just try to stop the truth all they can. So our Nation Brothers Facebook, Google YouTube page was shut down, but we still have other YouTube pages, which I'm almost certain that they are anxious to shut down as well. Because one thing, as the Honorable Minister Farrakhan taught, that Satan cannot handle is the truth.
Right.
That's all we have. That's the weapon of the Nation of Islam, is the truth that can be proven in the real world.
And don't we say that Muhammad got the devil on the run?
It's exactly what is taking place. We don't carry guns. The Nation of Islam in our 90-year history has never carried guns, never carried and possessed carnal weapons. Yet we have been most successful in the face of the greatest opposition. No other church, no other organization in America, black or white, has had the consistent attacks from the American government, from powerful Jewish groups and other private groups. No group, black or white, in America has withstood the scrutiny, the plots, the targets, as has the Nation of Islam. And we've done that with no weapons, no guns, no knives, nothing but the truth. And if you'll notice, with all the hoopla taking place with the whole anti-Semitic lies and whatnot, at the root of it is because they just cannot defeat the truth that the Nation of Islam has. So our joy and pride, our natural nation's resource, is the truth. And that's what we provide on our YouTube pages, our Nation Brothers website, and whatever we have on Instagram and Twitter, which you can see my handle is Ilya Rashad. So we definitely hope that the listeners will stay connected and we can continue to build.
One of the things, and we'll be, as we begin to wind this down, is that we want to show and prove that the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad met with God in the person of Master Farhat Muhammad by talking about how this plane was built. If you can talk a little bit about how it was built, who built it, where, and we'll go into capping it off with the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan's vision-like experience.
Excellent. Well, as the prophecies in the book of Ezekiel point us to, Ezekiel saw in his vision that these wheels would be lifted from the earth, not coming from outer space,
right?
Not some alien aircraft from some Martians or some made up aliens or grays or green men. Nope. These were from the earth. So the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, who was shown and given firsthand details of these crafts by the one responsible for them, he let us know when they were made, why they were made, who they were made by, where they were made. So for starters, they were made on this earth by human beings, not aliens. However, some of the human beings involved in its construction and design and even operations are the same human beings that the scripture calls angels.
Come on. Right.
These are not some fairy tale creatures with wings as the white man's Hollywood would have us believe. Right. But these are human beings like us. Mm-hmm. However, they are human beings of very special and gifted capabilities because they have been raised and reared and taught under the tutelage of God in person. Man. So they have not been corrupted by this world. And because they've not been corrupted by this world, they have abilities, telepathic, telekinetic abilities that this world has no knowledge of. And it's not magic, it's right. science. So right. the Honorable Elijah Muhammad referred to these angels also as scientists. Mm. These are the ones who pilot these wheels and were involved in its construction with the help and guidance of Almighty God, Allah.
So no green or blue or gray men, right?
No, we'll leave that for Hollywood right there.
Right, that's right.
It makes a good movie for entertainment, but we're dealing with actual facts and reality
that's
here.
Right, yes, sir.
No green or gray men has had anything to do with our suffering here in America
that's right.
and throughout the world.
Right.
And no green or gray man is going to do anything about it.
Teach,
that's going to take place from a knowledge and a wisdom that is from this earth that knows our suffering and is prepared and capable of doing something about it. I don't need a God that can bring some damn aliens and green and gray men to try to solve my earthly problems.
And
I need
evidently,
a God that can deal with this white man here on this earth. These planes were made on this earth mm-hmm. by human beings, our brothers and sisters. Now, there were thousands of people involved in its constructions. All of them were not necessarily scientists. At the head of this construction is, of course, God and his host of select few scientists or angels. But outside of that, it consisted of thousands of just human workers who were involved in its construction, but they had no idea of the ultimate objective of what they were building. They were paid like any workers, like any factory type workers or manufacturers. We understand that part of its construction took place in or near Japan. Mm. But most importantly, we know that its construction took place on this earth. It took place for approximately 20 years. I read where the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said that it took about 20 years for wow. its construction. Millions of dollars in gold that would be worth billions in today's currency. So this shows you the realistic, real world qualities of a real God. There's nothing unbelievable about the fact that Elijah Muhammad met a real God who brought real aircraft made by real people from this earth, who made aircraft that can fly in the sky and in space. Anybody that tells you they can't believe that, then hey, they're just telling you they don't believe humans can make planes. So hey.
So now the baby planes, the 1500 baby planes, you went into them being piloted by individuals from the earth. Now their existence, were they built the same time as the mother plane, or is there something different with the baby planes?
We understand that just as the terminology suggests, the babies are attached to the mother. So the baby planes are actually a part of the huge wheel. So it's our understanding, and it stands to reason, it was all constructed around the same time. We don't have any necessarily reason to believe that it was made any other time.
And so as we cap this off, talking about the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan's vision-like experience, can you talk about that vision-like experience and what he experienced in his vision?
The vision-like experience that Minister Farrakhan talks about all the time and tells to the world was an experience in September 17th, exactly, of 1985.
Yes.
where Minister Farrakhan, in the midst of a heated controversy with powerful members of the Jewish community and the U.S. government, took way to Mexico, where he often visits sometimes to clear his mind, to meditate. And during this particular visit, overnight, September 17th, he describes it as a vision-like experience where he was literally taken aboard this wheel, right, by way of a smaller wheel. Without going into all of the details, the minister, right, talks about it all the time, so it's there. But needless to say, on this wheel, he speaks with the most honorable Elijah Muhammad, a man whom the world believed died 10 years prior. But here's a man, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, speaking to Minister Farrakhan, giving him instructions as to what to do and what to say, and to tell the world that they got it from Elijah Muhammad on, right, the wheel. Mm. Well, Minister Farrakhan followed those instructions. He had a press conference describing his encounter with the Honorable Elijah Muhammad on the wheel. And in that press conference, he dared the world to challenge him. He dared the leaders, the journalists, to make mockery of him if they wished. And if they chose to do so, that they would see those wheels over the major cities. Now, Minister Farrakhan made that press conference in October 24th, 1989, Washington, D.C., at the J.W. Marriott Hotel. And he made a bold challenge in this international press conference where he talks about his experience on the wheel and how you, the public, will see these wheels over the major cities after his speech. Don't you know, that night and the following days, America, particularly right there in Washington, D.C., was flooded with UFO sightings. Camera seen by thousands in the air for days, so much so that the local news broadcast ran segments dealing particularly with these unusual sightings, where the journalists were doing their best to try to explain what they thought it was.
Yeah.
They were frantic for the days following Minister Farrakhan's bold claim. The one thing they did not do on any of those news broadcasts was recognized that the Honorable Minister Farrakhan had just given the world warnings about these crafts the day before. Mm. So there is a deliberate effort to disassociate the reality of these wheels with the very entity that brought these wheels to the world.
Right,
That's the secret, but the secret is getting out today.
And we'll end it with you, if you would, talking about your docuseries and also talking about the minister's message in the garden, the Criterion, where he talked about the baby planes.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Well, because we know the truth concerning the wheel and the Nation of Islam, and the correlation thereof has been of utmost top secret of world powers. Because we know that journalists, mainstream journalists, and even those in the field of ufology and UFO research have been so afraid to engage the truth of what we have, because we know that the truth we have debunks and just messes up all the game that they've been running all this time.
That's right.
So we dispel the truth with actual facts. So since they have avoided us and continue to avoid us, it behooves us to do what you all are doing and create these independent platforms. So we are developing an independent documentary series dealing with the reality of the wheels, UFOs, and the Nation of Islam. Yeah. And since we know that many of our people are not, or don't have time to read, I'll say it like that.
Right, right.
They may not read a 300-page book like we have with 400-plus footnotes and citations. That may be a little too much for their time. So We are producing documentaries, and we're doing this independently. And I'm thankful to our brothers and sisters, especially my brother, my right-hand man, Brother Jacoby Muhammad out of Florida, who really took the initiative to get this documentary series going. He started a GoFundMe campaign so that we can raise funds, really just to acquire some of the very basic equipment. And I'm very proud to say that as of a few days ago, we reached our goal of $8,600, much thanks to Brother Jacoby, but those hundreds of brothers and sisters and supporters who believe in and know that what we're doing is going to be magnificent.
Magnificent.
It's something worth waiting on.
Yes.
And we raised the $8,000+ in a matter of weeks. But anybody who knows anything about documentaries and movie making, even independent filmmaking, knows that that amount is nothing.
You're absolutely right.
You won't find others on GoFundMe or crowdsourcing for movies or documentaries. You probably won't find anything less than $100,000.
Oh, no.
On average, you'll find them around $200,000+, up to $1 million and more. For independent documentaries.
Absolutely.
Well, with what we know, God has blessed us to be able to live and act within our means. Mm. So we've been blessed to be able to do with very little and be able to do more than they have with all their resources. Mm. The Nation of Islam is proof of this. The Nation of Islam, as some would call the poor righteous teachers.
That's right.
We have, now remember, we have little resources,
right?
With the little resources we have, we are able to do and create impact more than pretty much anybody, respectfully, in doing what we do.
Look, I'd rather be on the ark than the Titanic.
Thank you. And this is with the world's opposition against us, and we are still striving and thriving. Man, please
come on.
With chump change, the Nation of Islam does magnificent things. That's akin to Jesus feeding the multitudes with, you know, started off with very little. Right. That's the work of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. That's the work of the Honorable Minister Farrakhan. You know, so with very little, $8,000, that's enough for me to get a decent, you know, decent camera, not right. even a cinema camera.
Right.
We've acquired a decent camera. Some lenses, some audio equipment, some basic, you know, just technical issues and items that we had. So with little, you can expect great things from
Man,
us.
And I already know.
I thank those brothers and sisters for supporting. And I thank you.
Thank you, brother.
Having us on this platform. So there's some great things down the line, and we're anxious to see it manifest.
And whenever, you know, you get close to releasing that documentary, please contact us and we'll definitely help to promote it and market it and whatever needs to be done.
Awesome. Awesome. Now, as with anything, you know, this is not an overnight project. So we anticipate a good year. We give ourselves a good year for at least the first few episodes of the documentary to be completed and published and ready to roll. And this is just the beginning, man.
Man, I cannot wait. And all praise is due to Allah. Thank you, brother. I really appreciate once again you coming on here and giving us that good, you know, foundation that we can go and study for ourselves. You know, when it comes down, brothers and sisters, to understanding what is called UFOs, unidentified flying objects, you don't have to worry about them being unidentified anymore. When you come into the teachings of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, as taught by the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, may God continue to bless you and your family with the light of truth, understanding, and safety. As I leave you with the greeting words of peace of Assalamu Alaikum.
That's why I asked them to show you the wheels.
Yes, sir.
Because I've also asked Allah to send them over here. Just to confirm what I've said today.
Yes, sir.
That the man that I'm representing, you, those two men, they are the masters of the wheels. Yes,
sir. Doesn't even look like a plane, does it?
Whatever it is not a plane, and this is moving fast.
I'm telling you, those aren't planes.
When I close down in the garden,
yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
The God will do some work.
Yes, sir.
Not no lantern, bro. That defies logic.
It's like a damn UFO.
Why is it supposed to... Where's
it going? Una especie de... objetos voladores no identificados, llámense ovnis, cambiando de colores. Son cinco.
Yeah. You pull AC?
You see.
No drone, no.
No, no, tú le des. ¿Está bien?
Acabar algún de ellos. Está bien en el área.
Tem luzinha piscando.
Thank you for listening to this very informative, insightful program. Please follow, like, and share with family, friends, and associates. Come back every week for a new episode of Knowledge for Life's podcast.